Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me here. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is the president of Grady Company. He's an award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist. He is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and Rebuilding Your Brand, and Rebuilding the Brand, I should say. He's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to talk with you.
It's good to have you back. So I have been encouraging my audience to spend time at trade shows, especially their industry trade group. And I want to talk about that first, because we're going to talk about having a booth and all that in a minute. But I want to get you to help me explain to folks how important it is for any company, any small business, to spend time with their peers in their trade, in their annual, national, or regional, quarterly, or whatever they've got to, whatever they can get to, find out what their peers and what the industry and what industry customers are doing. What do you think?
I'm a big proponent of trade shows. There's so many opportunities there, whether you are attending or you're exhibiting.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you're there to see all the new products and industry innovations. You got to meet and greet prospective buyers and customers face-to-face, which is very important. You can secure leads to follow up later, develop names for your mailing list. I mean, there's a score of things that are all advantageous if you're even just attending. As an exhibitor, you've got an opportunity to show off all your new products or services. You get to socialize with your buyers on an informal basis. That's so important to be there to meet and greet. Press the flesh and just get some eyeball to eyeball contact.
Well, let's stick with the attendee thing first, because it's two different disciplines. As an attendee, you're part of the industry. You're one of the favored ones at that group. When you pay your money to be an attendee, you get to go to workshops. You get to get smarter. You got experts who show up and talk about things that are industry related to just general things, like when you and I give a keynote or something like that. But the other thing is, you get to see what other companies are doing on behalf of your industry. You get to see new products, meet new vendors that have innovative things that absolutely will help you offer better products and become more productive, more profitable. These are things you can find at your industry trade group.
Absolutely. The word goes that the second most often asked question at a trade show is what's new. Everybody wants to know what is the new thing that's happening, what new product do you have, what new service or process. The industry trade show is the big opportunity to go in and find out everything that's being done and all the new technology and the new progress being made in your industry.
Another thing that you'll get there, it's really important,
Jim, you forgot to ask me, what's the most often asked question?
What is the most often asked question?
Where's the bathroom?
I usually, at my age, I usually scope that up pretty quickly.
Come on, you're supposed to play straight man there for me.
I know, I'm sorry. But the thing is that there's another thing that is very important that we talk about on the show a lot, and that is the public policy issues. Your trade group, if they do what they're supposed to be doing, they've got someone that's paying attention to what the government, the local, state, local, and federal governments are doing to your industry, and when you need to be contacting your member of Congress to let them know what to support your industry, that kind of thing. That's another big deal, isn't it? And the reason I want to dwell on this, Rob, is you're part of what you do for folks is you help them allocate their resources for marketing. And I believe, and I think you agree with me, that part of your marketing budget should go towards the trade group.
Oh, of course. Trade shows are so important as part of your budget. I just finished, as we come into the new year, I'm just now tidying up some of the budgets that we've established for my clients. And one of the biggest issues we've been talking about are trade shows and how important they are. So that's why it's so top of mind. Springtime tends to be industry, at least in the Rust Belt where I am, it tends to be the time of the year for major trade shows. All of the big manufacturing trade shows tend to be in the springtime, though there are quite a few in the fall as well. This tends to be the time of year, and so my clients are all gearing up for all of the trade shows coming up.
Right. And you can meet people who are on the other side of the state or the other side of the country who are doing what you do, people you can talk to who they'll share and you'll share your ideas, what you've learned, what you've done is better. You can ask them questions that you wouldn't be able to ask of the competitor in the next county because they're your competitor.
Exactly. And you kind of touched on in the next county, in the next state, in your region, or even across the country. It's across the world. One of my clients is going to trade shows, and one of the most important things that they want to do is touch base with some of the Southeast Asian contacts that they
exporting
have.
Exporting and importing, yep.
Vendors. Yeah, they're potential vendors as well as potential customers.
Well, another thing, I don't know how many people I know who sold their business over the last 20 years, and the person that bought their business came directly or indirectly from someone they met at a trade show.
By golly, you know, that's absolutely right. I can actually think of an instance where it was at a trade show that my client met this new acquisition that they made 2 years ago that we're in the process of absorbing into our company. It is exactly that. It's a great way to meet other people in your industry, people that sell similar things. In this particular case, it was a complementary product line that my client wanted to add.
They were strategic, weren't they? They were a strategic acquisition.
Absolutely, a very strategic acquisition. Mm-hmm. They first talked about 6 or 7 years ago, and when it came time to actually buy them, that particular company contacted them at a trade show again, and sure enough, they ended up acquiring them about 2 years ago.
And I'll tell you something else. Is one other benefit from all this, folks. It's not that expensive, but it also can become a vacation for your family. These events are usually in a vacation place.
But let's not go overboard here, Jim. I don't want to imply that trade shows are all fun and games. Too many people look at them like a boondoggle.
Well, I know, but still, my point is you can write off a lot of the travel expense and stick on extra days of a vacation at the end of it.
I'm not going to argue with the tax implications there, but I'll go on with that.
When we come back, we're going to talk about you going to a trade show and being an exhibitor, which I've done a zillion times in my career, and Rob knows all about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.